It's great to be back. I'm your host, Miguel, and this is the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I took a slight hiatus there for a little over 2 weeks, always intending to get back and put out a show, but like I said, I've been so wrapped up with a lot of things that I'm working on right now. It's really been difficult, but I've been kind of sitting back just watching the wheels turn as far as this quote-unquote pandemic that's going on right now and all of the fear that's in the air. It's a lot of fear and like a hint of martial law, you know, with a side of demoralization, you know, and separation of one person to another. Can't sit closer than 3 feet together. I don't want to get into this too much because, you know, my position on this, this thing is being way overhyped. Should you be careful? Should you pay attention to what you're doing and whatever? Of course, but within reason, okay? You'd have to be pretty stupid not to see really what's going on right now. They're just trying to control the whole population, separate us, and pump us full of fear. If you really want to listen to an authority on this coronavirus and what's going COVID-9 and the whole thing, what's going on right now, I would highly recommend you listen to Dr. Shiva Ayyandrew, and that's S-H-I-V-A, and his last name is A-Y-Y-A-D-U-R-A-I. He's got like 4 PhDs in molecular structure, like nuclear biology. Like, the dude is like straight up a genius, you know, like a literal genius. But when it comes to these type of pathological diseases and such, and he gives a good breakdown. The last episode of Tinfoil Hat, which came out today, which is March 18th, Wednesday, he's on there with Eddie Bravo, and they get into it. And he breaks it down, man, where you have a total understanding of it, and you could see the facts of the case and how it's being overhyped up. So I'll leave you guys with that as far as, you know, follow up and give that a good listen. One of the main things that I'm noticing is when you take somebody out of their comfort zone, because like almost everybody right now, if you take a look at them, they're out of their comfort zone. They're under their covers with masks on and, you know, with an IV of hand sanitizer and a roll of toilet paper wrapped around their head. You know, that's not me, man. Like, I've been going out every day, went to the mall. Mall's empty, you know. I got my Popeye's chicken with some biscuit and a side of coleslaw. Chilling, you know, like just enjoying it, man. Not enjoying that people are suffering or afraid, but just trying to enjoy my life. But I'm, like I said, I see people when they're outside of their comfort zone, and it's borderline entertaining because you're seeing something that not only is not real, but it's not the way we were intended to live, right? It's an obsession with control over everything that's around you. And look, man, when your day comes, when your moment comes to die, man, you're going to die. It has nothing to do with if you were wearing a mask or using the right hand sanitizer. And you really need to open up your eyes, man, and analytically choose the right lenses to view this whole situation in, and you'll see it for what it really is. If you sit down and watch CNN or watch television for just a couple of minutes, it's so obvious what they're doing, man. It's just like a fear control mechanism that's being pumped and pumped and pumped on us, man. And for those of you who have the eyes to see it, you're going to see it. Now, if you don't understand that this is actually some strategy that's being placed upon us, and like I said, I keep repeating it, but it's the truth, man, and I've been saying it all through my shows, it's a control mechanism. So if you don't see that, you got to kind of wake up and start, I don't know, seeing the right videos or whatever. There's actually a guy, his name is Matt, and his YouTube channel is Quantum of Conscience, and it's got like his logo is like a Japanese theatrical mask, like that's white, black, and red. So it's kind of obvious you can see it. Matt will take you on a deep dive, man, to Subnet 4, Level 5, DEFCON 8, like rabbit hole type shit. This dude, like, I don't know, man, but he goes very, very deep. But you got to be in the mood to listen to him. You can't kind of listen to him on the side and whatever. You can, but he's really, really interesting, man. And one of the things that I'm really digging about the direction of his show is going is he starts getting into like different philosophies like Buddhism and different belief systems, but he's kind of hitting the nail on the head. He's getting into Jesus, And he's making a distinction between the Old Testament and the New Testament and the teachings of Jesus and Buddha and stuff like that. But he's saying it in a light that I'm digging it, man, because he was getting into, I was listening to him last night. He was talking about how people have, it's going to sound a little crazy, but they have a fear of death and an attachment to this realm right here that we're in, not realizing that we're actually eternal beings. So if you kind of reflect on that for a second, you'll understand that, yeah, you have circumstances that you're living in, and you have struggles that we all have to go through, pain, suffering, aging, death, and all that fun stuff, but understand that this is basically just, and I left these comments on the video last night. I left a couple of comments, but I got into this. And I don't know if you've heard my whole rant on the Garden of Eden and good and evil and all that stuff like that, attachment. But it's so true what he was saying, because like people are just not in touch with the fact that we have the divinity of God built within us, each and every one of us. The only problem is most of us don't realize that we have that spark of divinity with us. That's why, and I'll get into the rant real quick. It has to do with the Garden of Eden and duality, all right? So I can prove to you right now that everything is dualistic and part of duality, duplicitous, meaning positive, negative, hot, cold, whatever. And the reason is, if you take anything in existence and break it down to its smallest components, like my flat screen television or my sneakers or my cell phone or an apple, you know, you break it down to its smallest component and it's basically comprised of atoms. And if you look at an atom has a positive and a negative charge, which is duplicitous. So to take it a level beyond that, there's only one thing in all of existence that's singular, and that is a photon of light. God is light. And that smallest little photon, that singular photon, nourishes all of existence through photosynthesis, okay? Which is when a plant converts sunlight into, you know, through the chloroplast and all the chlorophyll and all that, converts it into food. So that single photon sustains all of life. And God is light, and Jesus is the way and the light. So the other thing that I was really digging about, so that's that. That's my rant on the duality. But, oh, and then the other thing is the reason why, or the whole rant on the Garden of Eden is that God, I believe he actually wanted them, Adam and Eve, to eat from the tree of knowledge, because in the midst of the garden, you have the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and you have the tree of eternal life. And God said, of all of the trees in the garden, you can eat all of them except for the tree of knowledge and good and evil. Because if you do, your eyes will be open, and you shall know good and evil like us. And when he says us, the word there is Elohim, which is plural for God. And I believe he was talking with Jesus. So at the point in time that he was placed there, and they did eat from that tree, they did know good from evil. And when we're going to get into the evil, it's people believe that the devil created evil, but the devil didn't create evil. He chose it. Everything comes from God, and evil was created by God. And not that God is evil. God is goodness and light and pureness. But here's the meat and potatoes of this, okay? The reason why God has good and evil is that he doesn't want robots to just follow him around and, you know, just brainlessly, mindlessly following around like automatons, because who would get pleasure out of that, or who would get fulfillment from that? So God wants somebody to follow him and to believe in him and to align with him out of choice. So he wants you to choose to align with him and to worship him and recognize him and glorify him. But in order for you to have that choice, you're going to have that choice of good and evil. So this way you can eschew or reject or put away the evil and follow the good. Without both, you would not have a chance. It's like darkness needs light to exist, hot needs cold to exist, and good needs evil to exist. That's just the way it is. That's the way our creation is. So what I find crazy is that so many people are willing to believe in all of these demonic figures and, you know how our world is going right now. Everybody's into the tarot and these Ouija boards and all the, I don't even like talking about this stuff. And in my culture, you have all of the Santeria, and they go to the Botanica, and they buy all these rabbit's foots, and, you know, a lot of crazy stuff, man. Like I said, Jesus is my anchor, but what drives me nuts is people so believe in this, even the rap musicians and everything, they believe in this evil, but they choose not to believe in God, right? Again, it's their choice to be that way. So, yeah, back to my man Matt, what he was talking about on his channel. He was talking about Jesus and how we need to understand his teaching, where he's coming from, and how, and I'm putting it in my own interpretation. You'd have to listen to him and his breakdown of it. Like last night's episode that came out on 3/17 Tuesday, really good episode. It was about an hour long. Matt's the man, man. He's like one of my new favorite YouTube shows. So I highly recommend you listen to him. He was getting into it where people right now, they're fearing death and fear of leaving this realm because they are oblivious to how all of these wheels are turning in eternity. You know, like we're here for a small speck of time and we are seeing so little of what's really happening this year. And I agree not with every single thing that he says, but with probably most of what he says. And this is a karmic proving ground that when we come here, it's almost like God wants to experience his creation subjectively through us. Not objectively through himself, but subjectively through our eyes, somebody outside of himself, being that we do have that divine spark within us, so he can get that lens through us to experience his own existence. One, and two, to see the choices that we make, because ultimately our objective here is to become perfected and to ascend to the position of the Godhead. Not that we're going to be God, but to assume the position of being next to God, being in that light. And the only way you can do that is to prove yourself and to actually put that work in and to get it done, you know, because not, like I said, nothing really good comes easy. So yeah, I really like the way that he was able to break down that talk as far as people afraid of being people afraid of dying, and people not being in tune with their own divine spark that's within them. And kind of in line with that, he has an episode that came out November 4th of 2019, and it's titled "The Last Conversation Before You Were Born." And what it is basically, it's like a fetus. He gets into this shit. It's like a fetus. And it's kind of talking to the universe, and it's having this whole dialogue about what life is and existence is. So it's really, really interesting, man. So let me get back to my point. It's pretty evident right now that the powers that be right now are really overextending and trying to make a preemptive kind of preliminary kind of move on us to see how far they can push that envelope. And the problem is a lot of the people that are really getting affected by this is, especially some of your younger people, that they're kind of easily brainwashed because they're being brought up in this post 9/11 where, you know, when you get on a plane, you got to take off your sneakers, your shoes, and, you know, you have to walk through these body scanners, and, you know, the garbage can is a potential terrorist, and the guy selling hot dogs, you got to watch him. So it's kind of logical that as the population, the younger population starts to age and we move forward, there's few and few of us old school people to remember the way things really used to be and the way the paradigm really was, you know, how it was just normal. Because what we have in right now is not normal. But there's the law of karma that has to be put into place. That's why sometimes you get these truth leaks that get out, like on The Simpsons, and you'll see like different things that get out where they kind of hint to you really what's going on, and then they kind of tuck it back away. But what's happening right now is that they're pushing that envelope and that law of karma so far into one direction that it's going to have an equal and opposite reaction in the other way. It's just the way these things work. It's the yin and yang of everything, you know. And yes, you know, Jesus is my anchor and all these things like that, and yes, I'm the alpha male Buddhist, but you know what, I go about searching and seeking out knowledge. And when I find something that is logical, speaks to my soul, and it's like a square peg in a square hole, you know, the obstacle is the way type shit, then I'm assimilating that knowledge because it's truth, right? And truth looks, smells, walks, and acts like truth. It is what it is, you know, and bullshit looks like bullshit. So the controllers are pushing that karmic envelope so much in one direction that the equal and opposite is also there for those who are able to make that observation. If you don't have eyes to see and you don't have a real understanding of what's within yourself and integrating with, you know, your reading and your studies and, you know, the ascension of your own spirituality, you know, the fullness and the totality of realizing the divinity that you have within you, then you're not going to see it. But what ends up happening is as you pursue this, you're going to get little glimpses. You'll have a little moment where you're like, well, why did he say that? Or why did that turn out that way? Or why is this guy pushing this fear on us so much, right? Then it's going to start to manifest and it's going to start making sense to you. But the way I see it, all of this evil that they're doing to us right now and this control that they're imposing on us is definitely going to have that equal and opposite reaction in that at some point people are going to wake up to what is going on. It's just really the way it is. And I don't care how smart they think they are or whatever, but it's like you, one person trying to trick or pull the wool over somebody's eyes continuously and constantly, at some point it's not going to work anymore because, especially with the internet, people are starting to speak together. There's some really great YouTube channels that are coming up. I'm you know, day by day. And it's funny, there's some other ones like, and I'm you know what, I don't want to say the channel's name, but there was a channel that I was really into. The guy, I'm not going to say the name of the channel, but the guy's name is Sean. And this guy, you know, for a while his channel was great and, you know, I would get something out of it and it was kind of uplifting. But he's just become dark. Like, everything that he puts out is dark. And kind of contrived, like you could basically see it because it'll have titles like Now Death Begins, you know, shit like that, like what the fuck, you know, like, well, dude, you know. And I guess, was it in my last episode when I got into like, you got to stop and smell the roses? You have to, man. You can't let all of this propaganda that they're putting out here get to you, man. You have to understand really where it's coming from and the purpose for them to put it out there in that way. And another thing you have to ask yourself, whenever somebody's pushing something so hard, like, you know, you go to buy a used car and there's 20 cars on the lot and this guy's pushing you on this Honda Civic, you know, whatever, and he's just pounding on it and it's the greatest car. You know, you have to think for a second, why is he pushing it? Why not let the car sell itself? That's kind of like what's going on with this pandemic and everything that they're doing to us right now. It's really, really so obvious. And truly the only way to have that lens or to have that perspective understanding of this truth, man, is by understanding that, you know, we are here in a process that we are trying to attain that Godhead and that ascended state in our existence, not even just our life, because a life is a lifetime that comes and goes, but in our ultimate true existence. And as long as you don't have that long-term view of things and you're constantly in a state of fear and you're worried about, oh, I'm, you know, this pandemic might kill me and it's killing so many people and there's so much death and destruction around me, you know, to put it in a different light, again, and I'm just going to say this outright too, you have a lot of people today, like they're glorifying a lot of these Navy SEAL guys. And I actually had David Goggins on. But I kind of made an exception for him just because of the fact of the way he came up and how he was so overweight. And the dude's a beast, man. So, you know, and he doesn't get into, like, how he killed people and how, you know, whatever. He is pretty, pretty cool. A little crazy, but he's a super cool guy. But I see right now they're glorifying, like, every other book coming out. It's like Navy SEAL, whatever. And you're getting a guy that has, like, you know, $1 million worth of equipment on him, killing some dude on a camel in the middle of a desert who's got a freaking bow and arrow type shit. To me, that's not a hero, man, and that's not something to be, you know, worshipped. Yeah, you see him with the, you know, with the M16, and it's got, like, the 3D graphic, you know, what a laser, that shit don't impress me for nothing, man. And to the contrary, that's some serious negative karma right there, because at some point in time, you're going to have to answer for everything that you do, and God's going to look at you and say, so basically you were shooting fish in a barrel with a, you know, the Gatling gun? I mean, you know, what is that? You know, you got to pay for that, man. So I don't know, man. I don't know even why we glorify these people. I don't know why we glorify war and all of this destructing that's going on. You know, it's got to have some kind of end at some point. And like I said, that everything within nature has to follow the yin and yang and has to have that balance. Because for the amount of light that's in existence, there's an equal amount of darkness. For the amount of heat, there's an equal amount of cold. It's like Isaac Newton. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, which is really metaphysical and really true. So I know I'm kind of all over on this podcast because just I'm at a point where I'm just getting hit with things from different angles, you know, observing from the inside within myself, looking at people outside, and then turning that back around and looking back within myself and trying to make a connection between really what is our purpose here and, you know, to what degree will evil be allowed to flourish in this existence before it's checked. And I think we're at pretty much at that point right now where, you know, and there were other periods and times historically, I guess, when you had Genghis Khan that was doing his invasions in the 1100s, when the Roman Empire was kind of, you know, doing their thing, when Spanish Inquisition and all the evil things that they did to the American Indians over on this end, you know, the 1776s and all that, you know, what they did to Montezuma. So there's been different periods of time where we've had times like this where there were great evils being perpetrated upon mankind. But this one seems to be a little different because it's literally involving the whole planet. Like the whole planet is on lockdown, right? So that's something that you're going to have to realize and integrate within yourself and ask yourself why, you know, is this justified, you know? So basically it's like this reality that we're in right now, it wants you to attach to it. It wants you to choose to attach to it, bind to it, adhere to it, and it wants to assimilate with you so that it can have you follow it instead of you having that self-realization of what's within yourself. It's pretty much that it needs our fear and our attention and our attachment because it basically feeds off that adrenochrome type shit. So it's like the real plan or the real intention of this system is for you to, like I said, want to attach to this plane of existence, to covet it, and so that it can feed off of you and your energy and your attachment to it and deceive you from your true divinity and who you actually really are. And it's a real sleight of hand the way they do it, because they get you into believing that your iPhone is your friend and that this new music that you're listening to is the coolest thing, because that's just what everybody does. And, you know, that beat is just so sick. It hits you at a very low chakra, like on your first and second chakra. For those of you who are, you know, familiar, you have seven chakras. And the top is the crown chakra. You have your pineal gland, which is your third eye, which is your sixth chakra. So it's hitting you at a very base level. That's why all of what they're trying to perpetrate right now is sex and drugs and fear and hatred, like all of this lower chakra stuff, because they want to do everything possible that they can for you not to become an ascended person. You have to be aware of that. And essentially, it's just a trap that they're, you know, these traps that they're putting up for us that they bait it up really nice, and they'll put, you know, whatever it is that's going to attract you, if it's money, if it's electronics, if it's gadgets, if it's being cool, drugs, you know, alcohol, whatever is going to spring that trap for you, whatever's going to get you to commit and buy into their system, which is kind of like an anti-system, you know, against really what we're here for, then that's what they're going to do, and people are stupid enough to go for the bait. So what you have to do is make an evaluation of what you really put value on in this life, what you're pursuing, where you're putting your energy, because anything that gets in the way of you trying to integrate with your higher self, with your higher chakras, with the Godhead, with Jesus or Buddha, whoever you want to phrase it, anything that gets in the way of that, you want to cut it loose. cut it loose, look at it, and laugh at it and say, hey, you know, I know who you are and what you're doing, because it is a live entity. It's like this world system. It's like when you, like, I don't know, use the word boogeyman or whatever, but it's like a living organism entity. You know, like when you hear about good and evil and Freddy Krueger and all that stuff, it's literally that. And it wants to take control over everything that you have, your attention, your fortitude, your attention, just everything that you have, so that you won't look inside and attain to your higher self. It's, you know, some of you might understand what I'm saying. If not, you might want to listen to this over again. Check out my man Matt, the Quantum of Conscience. He, like I said, he breaks it down a lot better than I do. But we all have our different spin on it and our different angles. And I integrate different elements and aspects to it also, which is what makes the fullness of life. You know, you want to hear different versions of the path to ascension. So this way, you know, you can kind of assimilate your own path. Now, I'm going to put it at a level like this. And again, it might sound a little crazy to some of you, but I'm just going to put it like this. It's like, you know, if that moment of death came upon you right now, where are you aligned spiritually, metaphysically, internally, just, and I'm not going to put emotional, because emotional really for me has nothing to do with it, but really within your self-center, are you prepared for that moment, and how will that moment come upon you? Because they say whatever frame of mind you're in at the moment of your death, that's how you're going to, I don't want to use the word reincarnate, but basically that's how you continue on your path. I guess it's reincarnation. And be aware of what state of mind you're in, because if your hard drive has been corrupted by this virus of this plane of this existence, of this system that we're in here, this corrupted system, then you're going to the dark side, man. And I'm not saying you're going to be a slave to the devil or be, you know, working in some hellish inferno. I'm not putting it in that way, because I really don't know exactly what it is, but I know that that's not the ascended path. So you want to be in a place, and of course we make mistakes and people kind of do things wrong. You're going to get drunk and wake up in the morning like, oh, you know, these things happen, man. But you want to make sure that you maintain yourself on that path of ascension, on that path where you're cutting your ties between yourself and these control mechanisms that are here to control us, begging and pleading for our attention, so that, like I said, so we can be diverted away from the Godhead and from our own ascension. Now, one illustration that I could make right now is this clown Joe Biden. The dude, I'm sure he's wearing Pampers or Huggies when he goes up on stage, because there's no way he's holding in his fluids and shit. Like, this guy is lost, and they're promoting him as being, you know, the representative of the DNC, Democratic Party. He's going to run for president, and I heard that they're going to put Kamala Harris as his vice president, who locked up more minorities in California than I think they have minorities in that state. You know, and these are the people that this system is putting in front of us. They want us to bind to, they want us to attach to, they want us to follow, to worship, and to be at the altar, you know, with our campaign contributions and just our attention and our focus and our love and everything that we are. Well, I don't think any type of love exists for them except love of evil. So understand that. I mean, just take a look at Joe Biden. Listen to him speak. The dude, I'm sorry, he isn't fit. He needs to be like in a, I don't know if it's a hospice, but he needs to have like little Lego blocks that you can play with. And I'm not trying to shit on him because he's an old person, but there's no way he should be running for the president of the United States, or even to be the supervisor in a gas station, because he'll fuck up the change and shit, you know? No. This is, like I said, it illustrates everything. And look at all of the candidates that have come and gone, and he's the one that has risen. The Democrats got nobody. And that's like another side issue. I think one of the reasons, and I'm not a Trump guy, but I think they're trying to do anything that they can to have Trump not get elected. So I don't know exactly what that means, but it means something. They're really fucking with the system, man. So just be aware of it, because once you're sparked to that fact and you begin to see a little glimpse or a little glimmer of that system that they have, then you'll begin to start awakening and start your journey on your ascended path, where you begin to not look outside for where your direction is or what you need for yourself, but you start looking within, right? Like I said, there's going to be people that do understand what I'm talking about and people that don't. But don't let this proving ground that we're in right now be stolen away from you, so that you have to come back living repeated lives over and over again, and coming back and going through all the pain and suffering and misery over and over again because you can't handle your own business and make observations and make your own choices to ascend up, which is really what it comes down to. Be aware, man. Be awake. Do your readings, you know. Put down your iPhone and read Hermann Hesse's Siddhartha. Read the Dharmapada, which are the words of Buddha. Read the Book of Five Rings, which is Marumoto Matsushita. Read Thus Spoke Zarathustra by Friedrich Nietzsche. You know, do some real readings. Read some Carlos Castaneda. My favorite book by him is A Separate Reality. That book will blow you away, man. I mean, that's real knowledge, man, real insight. So, yeah, I've been going on a while here. Like I said, I'm sorry that I haven't been as regular as putting out the podcast. I don't like to put up a show just to put it up. I know in this episode I've kind of touched on a lot of different subjects, but, you know, sometimes that's just how it parses out, how the information comes out. I've been doing great. I have nothing but gratitude for everything, and I'm just observing the wheels as they turn. So, like I said, I really want to thank you for listening, and namaste.